在我们的当中，无论你是否已经是重生得救的基督徒，也无论你来到教会的时间长短。
When you are here with us, be it you are a regenerated Christian or regardless how long you were in church.
有一个字眼你一定要了解的，一定要明白的。
There is a word that you need to know and understand.
那就是吊诡。
Which is
英文叫做 paradox.
Which is the word paradox.
吊诡这个词的意思是什么呢？是指听起来不符合逻辑，或者听起来自相矛盾的一种陈述，但事实上却是完全真实、百分百正确的。
A paradox is defined as a seemingly illogical or self-contradictory statement, which is actually true in itself.
Okay, 这个词有的人还听不太懂，叫做吊诡。Okay, 叫英文叫做 paradox。
Maybe some of you might not understand this word, but it's called paradox. In Chinese, it's called 吊诡.
It's good. That's better. 那按照中国大陆习惯上的说法呢，叫做是非而是。
According to the Chinese verbal tradition, it means a contradicting but true statement.
听起来不对，或者说自相矛盾，但是却是完全真实的。
It might seem contradictory or it doesn't seem right, but it actually is true.
在新约圣经当中，属灵方面的吊诡性真理比比皆是。
There are spiritual paradoxes abound and can be found throughout the entire New Testament Bible.
这些关于耶稣基督信仰上吊诡性的真理，对尚未得救的生命来说是很难理解的。
Such paradoxical truth in the Christian faith can be hard to understand for those who are yet to be saved.
事实上，从这个世界聪明的角度来看，基督徒为了基督的缘故被看为傻瓜。
In fact, the wise of this world consider Christians to be fools for Christ's sake.
然而保罗说，神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
But Paul said, for the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
Okay, 这里看到吊诡了没有？神的愚拙看起来好像愚拙，但是比人更加智慧。愚拙跟智慧，吊诡。人的神的软弱总比人强壮，一个是软弱，一个是强壮。看起来好像很软弱，但实际上是很强壮。
Here we see a paradox. That the foolishness of God seemingly foolish, but is wiser than men. And the weakness of God, which seemingly is weak, but in fact is stronger than men. We see an opposite paradox here.
我们可以随便再举几个新约圣经的例子。
We can look at a few examples in the New Testament.
例如耶稣说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。这里的虚心指的是灵性上贫穷的人。
For example, Jesus said, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In the Chinese translation, the word poor is the word poor in spirit.
这本来就是 poor in spirit.
一边是虚贫穷，却能够得着天国。这是一个吊诡性的真理。
Now, this is another paradox. On one hand, poor, but on the other hand, having obtained the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣说，在你们中间，谁愿意为首的，就是做领袖的，就必做众人的仆人。原文是做众人的奴隶。
And again, Jesus said, and whoever would be the first among you must be slave of all.
一边是做领袖，一个呢是做奴隶。这两个，你要做首领，你就要做奴隶。这又是一个叫做吊诡。听起来是这样，但实际上是那样。
And we see yet again another paradox where what, on one hand, a leader, on the other hand, being a slave. So in order to be first, you must be a slave.
耶稣说, 凡要救自己生命的, 必上吊生命, 凡为我上吊生命的必得着生命。
And Jesus also said, whoever would save his life or soul would lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
凡要救自己生命或者灵魂的, 你想救, 反倒丧失。 你为基督的缘故, 丧失生命的, 反倒得着生命。 你看到没有? 这双重的吊诡。
And another double paradox here, where anyone who would want to save his own life will end up losing it, but anyone losing his life for Christ's sake will end up finding it.
又如保罗说, 我为基督的缘故, 就以软弱, 凌辱, 极难, 逼迫, 困苦, 为可喜乐的。 你看到, 你听到没有? 保罗说, 我为基督的缘故, 以什么? 软弱, 凌辱, 极难, 逼迫, 困苦, 这些都是不好, 他说我以为是可喜乐的, 因为我什么时候软弱, 什么时候就刚强了。
And Paul said that for the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. These are not good. But what is he feeling? He's feeling content. And we see another paradox here. And he also said, for when I am weak, then I am strong.
不仅对于我们, 就是圣经启示给我们关于耶稣基督的真理, 关于耶稣基督本身的真理, 也有许多吊诡性的真理。
Be it about us, all the truth about Jesus Christ, there is much paradoxical truth in what the Bible reveals to us.
例如, 哥林多后书第8章第9节说, 你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典, 他本来富足, 却为你们成了贫穷, 叫你们因为他的贫穷, 就可以成为富足。
For example, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, it says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich.
富足变成贫穷, 因着他的贫穷, 我们可以得为富足, 双重吊诡。
Yet another double paradox here. He is rich and yet became poor. And by his poverty, we became rich.
新约圣经明明告诉我们, 耶稣就是神所设立的大祭司, 为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
The New Testament tells us clearly that Jesus is the high priest established by God to make propitiation for the sins of his people.
希伯来书第2章17节说, 所以他凡事该与他弟兄相同, 为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司, 为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17 says, therefore he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people.
旧约 有很多的祭司，他们献上祭物的时候为罪人赎罪。不过那个祭物肯定是牛啊、羊啊等等那些牺牲。There
are many high priests in the Old Testament, and they will make sacrifices for the sins of the people. But the sacrifices are normally animals like sheep or bulls.
没有，旧约的时候没有一个大祭司把自己作为祭物献上的。
There's no high priest in the Old Testament who would sacrifice himself because he would be dead by then.
然而圣经告诉我们, 耶稣本身, 他把自己献上, 作为平息上帝愤怒的挽回祭。
But the Bible tells us that Jesus himself is that propitiation that appeased God's wrath.
罗马书第3章25节说, 神设立耶稣做挽回祭, 是凭着耶稣的血, 借着人的信, 要显明神的义。
In Romans chapter 3 verse 25 says, that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness.
献祭的祭司与被献的祭物都是同一个人，这怎么可能呢？但是在耶稣基督的身上却是完全正确完全真实的。
The priest who made the sacrifice and the sacrifice itself are of one. And now how can that be? But this is true for Jesus Christ.
比如我们以前曾经提到过的，耶稣基督是神，可是他又是一个人，神跟人不可能同一位，可是在耶稣的身上却清清楚楚地显明出来。
And just as mentioned before, Jesus Christ is both God and perfect human. And how can this be? But this is true for Jesus Christ.
所以你们现在知道什么叫做吊诡了哈。
And now you understand what it means by a paradox.
我为什么要提这个呢？因为另外一个关于耶稣基督重要的吊诡性的真理与我们今天主日讲题是有关的。
Why did I mention this? Because there is another important paradoxical truth about Jesus Christ, which relates to the topic today.
那就是耶稣基督在世上传道的三年半的时间，在这个时间里面，他一方面是神所应许的君王，旧约叫做弥赛亚，新约叫做基督。可是另外一个方面，他又是承受苦难的奴仆。
That is, in Jesus Christ's 3.5 years of his earthly ministry, in these 3.5 years, on one hand, he was that king anointed by God, but on the other hand, he is also that suffering slave.
君王和奴隶怎么可能在一起呢？但是这个吊诡性的真理却在耶稣基督的身上清清楚楚地向我们显明出来。
A king and a slave, how can these two distinct positions be of one? But yet this paradoxical truth is true of Jesus Christ.
作为君王，当耶稣基督接受洗礼的时候，他得到了父神的印证，得到了尊崇与荣耀。
As king, he was affirmed by the Father, exalted and glorified at his baptism.
然而作为受苦的奴隶，他主动地接受约翰的洗礼，与软弱失败的罪人来认同。
But as the suffering slave, by accepting the baptism of John, he identified himself with the weak, failed human beings.
你看到了没有？这是两个吊诡性的真理。
Can you see this is a paradoxical truth.
主耶稣不单单在人间饱受羞辱和虐待。
Not only was our Lord frequently humiliated and mistreated,
更是当他在旷野接受试探的时候，这个事实更加具体生动地体现了出来。
There was also a reality vividly demonstrated during his temptation in the wilderness.
对此我引用约翰·麦克阿瑟牧师所说的话，他说耶稣的受洗与他的受试探并列发生，就放在一起，这就是两个事实的对比。一方面他是君王，一方面是仆人，这两个方面对比的最早的体现。
And for this I quote from Dr. John MacArthur. I quote from him sayingThe juxtaposition of Jesus' baptism in his temptation manifested these contrasting realities, which is him being king and slave early.
当然，而终结的对比，这是通过耶稣基督的死。
And the final contrast will come at his death.
一方面，耶稣被当作刑事罪犯被处死，钉死在十字架上。可是在他流血的头上又有一个牌子来宣告他是王。
Then he was numbered as a criminal, while a sign declaring him to be king hung over his bloody head.
上个主日我们一起查考了马可福音关于耶稣基督受试探的记载。
We studied about the temptations of Jesus in the Gospel of Mark last week.
今天我们要继续第二部分的信息。
Today we shall continue with part two.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们必须非常清楚，人类之所以处在今天的堕落与败坏之中，完全是因为始祖亚当在魔鬼的试探面前失败。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to be clear that the reason for the human race to be in this fallen, depraved state is all because Adam had failed in the devil's temptations.
你记得吗？亚当的失败是在伊甸园，在那种舒适的以及供应充足的环境里面，首先的亚当在试探的面前失败。
Remember that Adam had failed in the Garden of Eden. And in this environment that was comfortable and richly provided, the first Adam failed at the temptations.
伊甸园的环境很舒适的。
It's a comfortable environment in the Garden of Eden.
里面的供应充足得不得了。园中树上干的果子你可以随意吃。
It is richly provided. You can eat all fruit from any tree.
然而亚当夏娃失败。
And yet Adam and Eve failed.
然而几千年来魔鬼对人的试探并没有丝毫的停止。
But the devil's tempting of humans had never stopped for the past thousands of years.
哪怕是神的儿子我们的主耶稣基督降世为人的时候仍然要面对魔鬼的试探。
And even the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, upon incarnation, also had to face the devil's temptations.
换句话说耶稣是以他人的身份以他的血肉之体在旷野受魔鬼试探。
In other words, Jesus was facing the devil's temptation in the wilderness as a human and in his fleshly body.
还记得上个礼拜我们所读的经文就是马可福音第一章十二到十三节在洗礼之后圣灵就立刻随即把耶稣推到旷野去他在旷野四十天受撒旦的试探。
As we have read the scripture, this scripture last week, straight after the baptism, the Spirit immediately drove him with Jesus out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days being tempted by Satan.
撒旦的目的非常清楚。
Satan's purpose is very clear.
那就是在犹大旷野这种危险满布的不毛之地那试探人的试图再次借着试探使这位降世为人的末后的亚当试图让他遭到失败。
This tempter shall once again attempt to bring this incarnate last Adam into failure with his temptations in this barren, dangerous wilderness.
假如他的计谋再次得成，那么耶稣将要失去他的王权，他弥赛亚的地位。
And if he succeeds, then Jesus shall lose his kingship and messiahship.
假如是那样的话，上帝透过耶稣对人类的整个计划，整个救赎计划。也会流产。
And that if that is so, then God's redemptive plan for the human race through Jesus Christ shall suffer a miscarriage.
这是一个好阴险、好毒辣的计谋。
And now that is sinister.
那在犹大的旷野过这个试探的过程当中，你知道吗？这是神所高立的弥赛亚与这个世界的王两个王之间。第一次的正面交锋。
But this temptation in the Judean wilderness was the first clash between the God-anointed Messianic king and the ruler of this world. It is between these two rulers.
耶稣在试探面前得胜，充分的显示了他属天的王权以及他君王的能力。
Jesus' victory over temptations demonstrated his divine kingship and his royal power.
这也是他作为独一的神 万有的主宰，万主之主，万王之王，荣耀权柄能力最有力的证据。
And therefore it gave evidence of his glorious right and power as king, as king of kings, lord of lords, as the supreme ruler over all creation, and he is the only God.
上主日我们提到了，马可没有像其他福音书的作者那样记载耶稣基督受试探的具体内容和过程。
As mentioned last week, Mark did not present the testing of Jesus in detail as the other gospel writers did.
马可的目的是为了描述耶稣所受的这次试探，只不过是面对耶稣在世上面对许多试探当中的一次主要的交锋而已。
His purpose was to present this temptation of Jesus is one major clash of the many to come.
可以说耶稣的这一次得胜就锁定了那以后将要来的最后的得胜。
It can be said that through this victory, Jesus sealed his final victory yet to come.
但是作为基督徒呢，我们有必要了解一下，或者对许多人来讲应该重温一下耶稣受试探的过程与内容。
But as Christians, we need to understand, or for some, to revisit the processand contents of the temptations of Jesus.
请大家跟我一起翻到马太福音第四章。
Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章，我们先来看第一到第二节。
Matthew chapter 4. Let us look at verses 1 to 2.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探，他禁食40昼夜，后来就饿。
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
这里出现一个字眼，当时。
There is a word here, then.
当时按照马可的记载所指的时间是耶稣受洗之后立刻随即所发生的事情。
This then, according to Mark, it refers to time. It means immediately after Jesus' baptism.
这也叫我们明白，就连神的儿子来到世界上都不能免去受到撒旦的试探。
This brings us to understand that even when the Son of God was in the world, he was also not spared from Satan's temptations.
耶稣一受洗，受完洗了，马上就被引到旷野去受试探。
And immediately after his baptism, Jesus was being led into the wilderness to be tempted.
从这个事情的发生，也叫我们看到，叫我们这些基督徒啊，看见一个生活当中的真理。
But we as Christians can see a truth in life from this event.
那就是每当我们取得小小的成绩或者小小的得胜之后，必有试探随之而来。
That is, after every victory or after every succession, there comes a temptation.
尤其是我们在一些重要的事情上取得成功之后，我们总难免沾沾自喜，以为是靠自己的能力所取得的成就。
And especially when we have just succeeded in something importantWe will be tempted to think that we made this accomplishment by our own power.
或者当我们完成了一些主内的事工，我们当我们觉得说我们可以，应该可以好好的休息一下的时候，这个时候当你一放松，试探马上来到。
Or when we have done something in ministry work, and we think that now I can relax and take a break, and it is at this time temptation shall come.
圣经的话提醒我们，所以自以为站得稳，必须谨慎，免得跌倒。
Therefore, the scriptures reminded us in saying, therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall.
耶稣被圣灵引到旷野去，我们上次提到过，这说明是神对自己的爱子完整的计划当中的一部分。
Jesus being led by the Spirit into the wilderness, as mentioned before, this was part of God's perfect plan for his own beloved son.
马太福音说，后来他就饿了。
And Matthew said he was hungry.
说明耶稣是以他的血肉之体，以完全人的身份，在旷野受魔鬼的试探的。
And this means that his fleshly body, as a perfect human, was being tempted in the wilderness.
第三节，那试探的人近前来，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变为食物。”
Verse 3 said, "And the tempter came and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread.'"
你若是神的儿子，什么意思呢？撒旦的意思说，假如你是神的儿子的话。
If you are the son of God, what does Satan mean? He means that if, and that is if you are the son of God.
你注意到了没有？魔鬼对耶稣的试探与他在伊甸园里面对夏娃的试探，他的伎俩是一模一样的。哪里一模一样呢？就是试图让人对神的话产生怀疑。
Can you see this? The devil's temptation towards Jesus was exactly the same as the temptation towards Eve in the Garden of Eden. And how is it the same? It is to attempt to cast God's word into doubt.
刚刚所发生的，耶稣在受洗之后，明明天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And not long ago, after Jesus' baptism, that there is this voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased."
现在撒旦马上来试探耶稣，你若是神的儿子。
And immediately Satan came to tempt Jesus, "If you are the Son of God."
现在当人饥饿的时候，总是需要一些食物来补充身体的能量，这本来是无可厚非的。
When a person is hungry, he or she needs food for energy, and this is absolutely reasonable.
在犹大旷野四十昼夜的禁食之后，耶稣肯定是又饥又渴。
And after 40 days and nights of fasting, Jesus was certainly hungry and thirsty.
站在人的角度，他绝对有资格、有权利吃一些食物，喝一些水。
From a human viewpoint, he was absolutely entitled to eat and drink.
那么这个试探之所以是试探，问题出在哪呢？
This temptation is what it is. Where does the problem lie?
这个试探之所以是试探，是因为撒旦试图鼓动或者引诱耶稣透过神迹的途径来满足他自己身体上合理的要求。
This temptation is what it is because Satan intrigued Jesus to fulfill his legitimate physical needs by miraculous means.
本来吃东西很正常的，喝水吃东西很正常的，现在撒旦要试图诱惑耶稣用神迹的方式来满足他自己身体上的需要。
It is very normal to eat or drink, but Satan is intruding Jesus to fulfill his own physical needs through miraculous means.
不过呢，这仅仅是表面上的试探。
But this temptation is still superficial.
这里还隐藏着另外一层更深的试探。
But there lies a deeper layer of temptation.
那是撒旦试图挑拨耶稣作为儿子的权利。
Which was Satan's appeal to Jesus' supposed rights as the Son of God.
你若是神的儿子。
If you are the Son of God.
那意思上说，假如你是神的儿子，问题就出在这个假如上面。假如你是神的儿子，你怎么可能在这旷野里面挨饿呢？
It means to say that if you're the Son of God, and the problem lies in this word if, then how is it that you are starving here in the wilderness?
假如你是基督徒的话，上帝怎么能够让你碰到困难，碰到癌症，碰到生活当中的困难呢？
If you are truly a Christian, then how can God place you in a difficult position, allowing you to face cancer or any other problems in life?
假如你是基督徒，上帝怎么让你在自然灾害当中受伤了呢？或者失去，甚至失去生命了呢？你知道吗？这些都是撒旦试探人的伎俩。
If you are truly a Christian, then how can God let you be hurt or even be killed by natural disasters? Remember, these are means by Satan.
现在撒旦来试探耶稣，假如你是神的儿子，你怎么可能在这旷野里挨饿呢？
Now Satan is saying to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, then how is it that you are starving here in the wilderness?
更何况你不要以为撒旦不懂圣经哦，撒旦懂圣经懂得不得了。更何况上帝可以在旷野降下玛纳，供应那些悖逆的该死的以色列百姓生存的需要。
And don't think that Satan doesn't know the scriptures. He knows them very well. And if God could bring manna to provide for the survival needs of the rebellious Israelites in the wilderness,
那么神怎么可能让他自己的儿子在旷野挨饿呢？
Then how could he let his own son starve in the wilderness?
这就叫我们清楚地看到撒旦这个试探的目的不仅仅是让耶稣满足他自己 身体饥饿的需要这么简单。
It shows us that the purpose of the temptation was not simply for Jesus to satisfy his physical hunger,
而是撒旦透过这句话来向耶稣暗示，你在旷野挨饿和你作为神儿子的身份，这两样东西很不协调啊。
But to suggest to Jesus that his being hungry at the time was incompatible with him being the Son of God.
因此说这个试探不单单是表面将石头变为食物的问题，更重要的是撒旦想以此来诱惑耶稣怀疑天父的旨意，怀疑天父的爱，怀疑天父的供应。
This temptation from Satan was not as simple as asking Jesus to transform stones into loaves of bread, but more importantly, Satan was tempting Jesus so that he might doubt his father's will, love, and provision.
耶稣在旷野所受的这第一个试探，你知道吗？实际上后面还来了很多。这个试探实际上和耶稣在十字架上的时候群众对他的嘲笑是一模一样的试探。
There are many temptations to come, but Jesus' first temptation in the wilderness was the exact same temptation as when he was being crucified, when he was being ridiculed at the cross, when he was being ridiculed by the crowd on the cross.
群众怎么对他说？耶稣在十字架上的时候，群众说：“你如果是神的儿子，那就从十字架上下来嘛。”
And they said, "If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross."
当然了，我们要记得，在伊甸园里面的亚当，就是在最基本的需要食物的试探过程当中失败的。
We must remember, Adam in the Garden of Eden, he failed in the most basic and the most superficial temptation, which is the temptation of food.
现在撒旦用了同样的伎俩，想要促使耶稣在基本的需要，就是食物的试探上失败。
And by using the same method, Satan was also trying to intrude Jesus to fail in this most basic need for food.
更加阴险的是为了诱惑神的儿子，用来反叛与神的旨意对抗。
And above all, however,He wanted to intrude the son's rebellion against the father's will.
第四节，耶稣回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But he, Jesus answered, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
经上记着说，很显然，耶稣对魔鬼的回答是从引用神的话语开始的。
It is written,Clearly, Jesus' answer to the devil began with quoting God's word.
透过引用《申命记》第八章第三节神的话来回答魔鬼的试探。
In quoting Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3 to Satan,
耶稣郑重地宣告，懂得顺服与倚靠神的，等候他供应的，才是我们一生中最大的福分。
Jesus declared solemnly that we are better off to obey and depend on God and waiting on His provision in our lives,
而不是按照我们自己的需要，不是按照我们自己的欲望去抓取那些可以满足我们的任何的东西。
But not to grab satisfaction for ourselves when and as we think we need them or we want them.
不仅如此，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话，更加说明食物并不是我们生命当中最最必须的部分，或者叫因素。
Not only so, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. This tells us that it is not only food that is the most necessary part of human life.
人不能仅仅像动物那样为了生存而寻找食物。
Man cannot seek food solely for survival like animals do.
因为人的被造有着神更高的旨意。
Because God has a higher will for creating man.
只有创造万有，供应万有，托住万有的那个能力，才是人存在的真正的源头和依靠。
The creative, energizing and sustaining power of God is the only real source of man's existence.
接下来马太福音第四章五到六节。
And following on in Matthew chapter 4 verses 5 to 6,
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上。
Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple.
对他说，你若是神的儿子可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托住你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
And said to him, If you are the son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.
你看到没有，撒旦试图诱惑耶稣，利用自己的神性的能力来满足自己身体的需要，导致违背天父的旨意，失败了之后。
In having failed to induce Jesus to use his divine powers to serve his own self-interests and thereby rebel against the will of his father,
撒旦又采取了另外的诡计，透过某种渠道，魔鬼把耶稣带到了圣殿的殿顶。
Satan used another scheme, which was to bring Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple through some ways.
根据历史的记载，圣殿的殿顶离地面大概130多米高。
According to historical records, the pinnacle of the temple was about 130 meters above ground level.
在这个第二个试探里面，撒旦仍旧不放弃他的方法，同样又来的，你若是神的儿子就可以跳下去。
In this second temptation, the devil was persistent in his methods. If you are the son of God, throw yourself down.
但是为了使他的试探更加带有说服力，魔鬼也学着耶稣的样，引用了圣经的话语。
And to make his temptation even more convincing, the devil copied Jesus in quoting the scriptures.
魔鬼所引用的是诗篇91篇11到12节的内容。
The devil quoted from Psalm 91 verses 11 to 12.
但是这边有个问题，魔鬼所引用圣经的字面的话，却微妙地扭曲了圣经话语的含义。
But the devil only quoted the scripture at word value, while twisting the meaning behind them.
这样，引用所谓的引用圣经的话，实际上是极具挑衅性的、挑衅性的试探。
Being in such a manner in quoting the scriptures was in fact a provocative temptation.
为什么这样说呢？
Why do we say this?
让我给大家分析一下。
Let us analyze this.
撒旦引用神的话，他真正想说什么呢？
In quoting, so-called quoting the scriptures, what was Satan trying to say?
撒旦真正是在说，那既然你不愿意用你神性的能力来自我帮助，
Satan was really saying, if you won't use your own divine power to help yourself,
那么至少让天父用他的能力来帮助你吗？
At least let your father to use his divine power to help you.
即便是你不愿意离开父神的旨意独自行事，那么现在请你给父神一个机会来成就我刚才所引用圣经神的话嘛。
If you won't act independently of the Father, then give your Father a chance to fulfill the scripture that I've just quoted for you.
我们的神是信实的神，他的话从来都是全然可靠的。
God, our God, is faithful, and his word is always trustworthy.
就如圣经在旧约民数记二十九章十三节所说的，神非人必不至说谎。
Just as the book of Numbers in chapter 23 verse 19 says, God is not man that he should lie.
那么问题出在哪呢？
Then where does the problem lie?
问题是假如耶稣故意的从殿顶上跳下去，并且要求神按照他的话来保护他的话，
The problem lies inIf Jesus had deliberately jumped from the pinnacle and expected God to protect him as his word had said,
结果就很清楚，那个叫做在试探神。
Then it will be clear that he is tempting God.
你用了神的一句话，然后拿来，结果你故意去做一些不好的事情，然后说，神啊，你看 你不是说要保护我，你怎么没有保护我呢？
In bringing a certain scripture,A person might do something bad and then turn to God saying, Didn't you say what you have just said? Why didn't you protect me as you have just said?
对于所有信靠神的人来说，
For those who trust in God,
已经有足够的证据来证明神自己他是谁。
It is more than evident that he already has proven himself.
你我完全不必要也不应该去做任何愚蠢的事情来为了证实神的能力以及他的慈爱。
You and I need not and should not try anything stupid in order to prove God's power and love.
耶稣的回答清楚地说明，他不需要任何额外的方法来证明父神对他的关爱和保护。
Jesus' answer clearly states that he need not to prove to himself that his father cared and protected him.
耶稣非常清楚地知道，同时也是为了教导我们这些跟随他的门徒。
And he did this also to teach us who are his followers.
除了对神的信靠之外，父神的关爱与保护根本不需要从其他的途径加以证实。
He knew that the Father's care and protection could not be proved to others by any means but faith.
这里呢，耶稣不愿意试探神有两个重要的原因，可以说对我们基督徒来讲是有非常重要的帮助的。
Now there are two important reasons why Jesus would not put God to the test, and it is helpful to us Christians.
这里有两个方面。第一个方面，除了一些宣讲福音的需要，耶稣基督透过行神迹来证明他 是谁，目的是为了让人信靠主耶稣基督以外。
For the first aspect, Jesus using signs to show who he is. Other than that, for people to entrust in him and for the purpose of evangelism.
神迹的本身不会使人得救。
The signs themselves cannot save.
然而人们对神迹的好奇心往往是非常的不满足。
But people are never satisfied in their curiosity towards miracles.
他们总是追求更多的神迹，希望有更多的表演。
They always want more miracles and want more show.
这一点，我们从当年犹太人对耶稣的态度就可以清楚地看出来。
We can see this from the Jews' attitude towards Jesus back then.
你都再给我们行一个神迹吗？你行什么神迹让我们知道你是弥赛亚呢？其实耶稣已经行了许多的神迹，但是他们终是不信。
They said to him, "Show us more miracles that we believe that you are from God." He has already shown them many miracles before, but they still would not believe him.
这是第一个方面，所以耶稣不愿意不试探神，因为你如果是用神迹越来越多，人总是不满足的。
And that is the first aspect. Despite many miracles, humans still will not believe.
第二个方面也是更加重要的，无论我们的理由多么的重要。我们的理由多么的高尚。
Second aspect, and more significantly, no matter how noble and important that we think our reasons are,
试探神实际上就是对神的怀疑。
To test God is ultimately to doubt God.
试探神就是怀疑神，怀疑神就是不信靠神。
To test God is to doubt him. To doubt him is not trusting in him.
而不信靠神就是罪。
And not trusting in him is sin.
实际上这就是撒旦试探耶稣背后所要达到的目的，就要诱惑耶稣犯罪。
And this is the real purpose for Satan's temptation, and is to induce Jesus to sin.
当然呢，我们要停在这里稍稍提一下，在基督徒跟随耶稣的生命道路上，许多时候顺服神是要冒一定的风险的。
Of course, we need to stop for a moment to consider that in our lifetime, Christians must take risks in order to obey God's will from time to time.
比如说马太福音19:29，耶稣说：“凡为我的名为我的名撇下房屋或者弟兄姐妹、父亲母亲、儿女田地的，必要得着百倍，并且要承受永生。”
For example, Jesus said in Matthew 19:29. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life.
换句话说，如果我们因着基督的呼召，为了这个缘故，我们放下世界上的特权、钱财、家庭等等这一切。
In other words, when we risk our prestige, our money, or our families, etc., to fulfill the Lord's calling,
我们可以安然地仰望神从天上而来的供应，因为我们晓得他知道我们生活真正的需要。
Then we can rest confidently in his divine provision for all that we need, because he knows what our needs really are.
但是假如我们为了自己的欲望和野心去冒风险，去试探神，
But when we take risks to simply to fulfill our own desires and ambitions and put God to the test,
神并没有给我们应许我们可以得到安息，
and God gives no promise on which we can rest.
英文有一句俗语我非常喜欢的，叫做什么你知道吗？神不会为我们愚蠢而带来的后果而负责任。
There is this saying, and I like this very much. It goes, God will not take responsibility for our own stupidity.
现在前两次试探都失败了，撒旦还是想做最后一搏。
Despite having failed twice, Satan still attempted his last shot.
8-9, 魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看。
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory.
对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
And he said to him, all these I will give to you, if you will fall down and worship me.
哇，这是最后一搏了。现在魔鬼的野心终于，狼子野心终于显露出来了。你知道他做的一切就是引诱耶稣去拜他。
Now this is the last shot. Finally, he reveals his supreme purpose, which is to induce Jesus Christ to worship him.
你知道吗？撒旦对基督徒、对世上的人所有的诱惑，也是为了达到这个目的，就是让人去拜他，而不是敬拜独一的真神。
And all the temptations towards Christians in the world, this is the real purpose for Satan, that is for all to worship him.
魔鬼非常清楚地知道，神要设立耶稣为王，他就是将来要得着那个国的德国的万王之王、万主之主。
The devil knew clearly that God would establish Jesus as king, and he is that King of Kings, Lord of Lords of the kingdom to come.
撒旦也就是针对这个计划，第三次来试探耶稣的。
And Satan's third attempt was targeted at this plan.
撒旦真正在说什么呢？他是说，耶稣啊，你为什么要等候上帝将来才赐给你的那个国度呢？
What was Satan really saying? He was really saying, hey Jesus, why will you have to wait for the kingdom in the future from God?
你为什么不现在就得着，现在就可以得着的，现成的万国的荣华呢？
Why won't you grasp right now all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, which is right already rightfully yours?
但是撒旦按照他自己败坏的条件，将世界摆在耶稣的面前。
But Satan was offering the world to Jesus on his own corrupt terms.
天父应许赐给他儿子耶稣基督一个国度，但是要按照他对神公义的顺服。
The Father promised a kingdom to Jesus the Son, but only because of his righteous obedience.
撒旦却要神的儿子用不义的反叛作为交换条件，来得到世界与物质的世界以及荣华。
But Satan had offered the world and glory to the Son in exchange for his unrighteous obedience.
神永恒的计划是透过儿子的考验，透过对儿子的考验，来证明儿子完全配得并管理整个世界。
God's eternal plan was through the testing of the Son to prove the Son's worthiness to inherit and rule the world.
而撒旦的计谋，这是透过诱惑神儿子夺取神应许的世界，使他远离神的旨意。
Satan's plan was really to draw the Son away from God's will by enticing him to grab the kingdom that the Father had promised to give him.
你看到没有？这些都是现成的，你干嘛要等那么久呢？你干嘛要在世上受苦呢？现在就拿走嘛。
Look, he is saying, look, you're already having them. Why do you have to wait so long? Why do you have to wait for the future? Why do you have to suffer now? You can have them right now.
撒旦在旷野对耶稣的试探，就是要耶稣用自己的灵魂作为交换条件向他下拜。
What Satan really demanded through this temptation in the wilderness was Jesus' own soul as a term to worship him.
人啊，小心，因为撒旦给你的试探常常是要你用灵魂，出卖灵魂作为交换条件。
Man, beware, because Satan's scheme is often for you to sell your soul to him.
Not often, always.
It's always to sell for you to sell your soul to him.
与之前一样，耶稣再次用生命祭上神的话来回答撒旦对他的试探。
As before, Jesus used scripture to reply Satan's temptation, and this and again from Deuteronomy.
第十节耶稣说撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
Then Jesus said to him, Be gone Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.
于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来伺候他。
Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him.
你注意到了没有，今天魔鬼试探人的方式方法仍旧没有什么新花招。
Can you see that there is nothing new in the way that the devil tempts people today?
撒旦仍旧要诱惑人，让你现在就得到你想得到的。
Satan is still enticing people to have what you desire right now.
他的诱惑，按照人心里面所渴慕的，无论是在商界、在政界，或是名望，无论是什么。
He entices people in the world of business, the world of politics, the world of fame, or in the world of whatever our own heart desires.
这些头可以是你的，很简单，你只要向他下拜。
All these can be yours, only if you bow down and worship him.
你可以得到任何你想要得到的，你也可以他得到你肉体的情欲，以及你想入非非。所要得到的满足感。
You can get what you want. You can fulfill your lusts and your fantasies.
只要你肯向撒旦出卖你的灵魂。
Only if you would sell your soul to Satan.
但耶稣说，人若赚得了全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
But Jesus has said, For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul?
是的，我们从历史上许多文艺界的许多出名的人物死于非命，就可以看出这个问题。
Yes, we can see throughout history that many famous people in the cultural industry had died unnatural deaths.
Entertainment industry. Alright. 许多人却是为了得到成功、名利、金钱，但是为此所付上的是出卖灵魂的代价。
Many did obtain success, fame, money, but all at the price of their soul being sold to the devil.
今天，只要基督徒还生活在这个世界上，仍旧不能免去撒旦的试探。
Today.As long as we Christians still live in this world, we will never be spared from the devil's temptations.
基督徒只有懂得正确运用圣经、神的话语作为武器来抵挡魔鬼的试探，才有得胜试探的可能。
Only by knowing how to appropriately use the word of God to resist the temptation of the devil can we...Be victorious over the temptation.
只有得胜的可能才是可能哦。
And we can
possible.
It is possible for us to be victorious over the temptation.
And it is only a possible.
And it 只有可能，
因为你要懂得如何正确地运用神的话。
Because you still need to know how to use the word of God appropriately.
主耶稣教导门徒的祷告说，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Lord Jesus teaches the disciples in praying, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
这句话原文的意思是，求主引导我们，使我们不要自己走进那撒旦所设立的试探网罗之中，也救我们脱离那凶恶的魔鬼之手。
The original meaning means, Lord, lead us and cause us not to walk into the trap that Satan has arranged for us, and then we will be delivered from the hands of the devil.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，主耶稣完全有能力搭救我们脱离试探，只要我们愿意全然的信靠他。
Beloved.Jesus absolutely has the power to deliver us from temptations. so long as we are willing to trust in him completely.
那个主耶稣也警告凡是跟从他的门徒, 你不要去招惹撒旦的试探。
But Jesus also warned his disciples not to provoke Satan's temptations.
假如一个人因为自己认为说自己有能力胜过生活当中的试探而去招惹撒旦的试探,
if you provoke Satan's temptation into tempting you by thinking that you are able to triumph over temptations in life,
那么我可以告诉你, 也这是耶稣所讲的, 耶稣说, 撒旦的许多试探一定会上门来找你的。
Then just as Jesus had said, his many temptations shall truly come for you.
不过从另外一个方面, 摆在我们面前的有一条跟随耶稣的得胜之路。
But on the other hand, there is a victorious path in following Jesus laid before us.
就是要紧紧依靠复活得胜的主耶稣基督，效法他对神的顺服。
That is to trust in the victorious resurrected Christ and imitate his obedience to God.
就像希伯来书的作者在希伯来书第二章18节所说的。
Just as the writer of the book of Hebrews said in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 18.
希伯来书二章十八节说他主耶稣自己既然已被试探而受苦就能搭救被试探的人。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 18 says, for because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted.
基督徒啊, 你应该受到鼓励。
Christians, you ought to be encouraged.
因为耶稣基督经过了试探, 就能够体会你所受的任何的试探。
Because Jesus was being tempted before, therefore he knows when you're being tempted.
你不要说耶稣啊, 你不了解我, 因为耶稣是以血肉之体 受撒旦的试探。
You can't say to Jesus in saying, you don't know what I'm going through, because Jesus was being tempted in his fleshly body.
最后让我们以一节圣经来结束我们今天的正道。
Let us end today's sermon with a scripture.
约翰一书三章第八节。
1 John chapter 3 verse 8.
约翰一书第三章第八节, 教训我们说, 神的儿子显现出来, 为要除灭,
the word of God teaches us in 1 John chapter 3 verse 8, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil.
尽管我们现在还在这个世界上生活, 我们还要面对试探。
Although we're still living in this world, we still face temptations.
这些经文给我们看到了一幅美丽的图画。
This scripture paints a beautiful picture.
那就是将来要显于我们的美景。
And this portrays the beautiful scenario that lies ahead.
那就等到基督再来的时候所要显于我们的那幅美丽的图画。
Which is the beautiful picture that will be revealed at the glory of Christ.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣, 我们要感谢你, 因为按照父神的旨意, 你道成肉身, 穿上人的样子, 穿上人的样式, 你来到这个世界上。 圣经告诉我们, 基督耶稣降世, 为要拯救罪人, 这话是可信的, 是十分可佩服的。 因为我们的主, 曾经用他血肉之体, 经受了 撒旦的试探, 但是他却是一个完全得胜的主。 一方面, 我们的主是荣耀的君王, 另外一方面, 我们的主却是多受苦难的奴仆。 哦, 这样的一个人, 这样的一位神, 主啊, 让我们懂得如何来依靠你, 如何来信靠你。 很多时候我们受到自己私欲的诱惑，也或者我们受到一些假传的福音，以为我们信耶稣只是为了得到世界上的一些好处。但是圣经却清清楚楚地告诉我们，我们所信靠的这位耶稣，或者说我们信靠耶稣，不是要得到地上的一点点好处，而是要得到永恒生命的福气，要得到世上的一些物质的好处很容易，因为我们只要出卖自己的灵魂就可以得着。但是我们的主耶稣为我们设立了一个美好的榜样，我们要效法他的样式，效法我们的主对天父的顺服，以至于当我们受到了考验试炼之后，来证实我们对我们主耶稣基督的那份信靠。谢谢我们的主将宝贵的圣经留下来，让我们每一次透过圣经的真理能够得到生命的造就，继续恩待我们，恩待我们整个教会。祷告奉耶稣基督的名， 阿门。